Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Engineered Entrepreneur Show. I am your host, Sarah Sheikh. I'm an engineer turned multi-six-figure fashion designer and a business growth strategist. I have a master's degree in cybersecurity engineering and 25 years of corporate experience and a wife and a mother of three wonderful children. This is your show to learn from me and other inspiring entrepreneurs the how-tos of brand visibility, business growth, funnel and website design so you can put your purpose into action. So if you are ready to uplevel your business strategy and your income to live your best life while making impact on the world, this is the show for you. I'm thrilled to have you here. So let's get rocking. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday. Good afternoon, everybody. So we are having our weekly guest expert interview. I'm super excited about the guest I have for us today, my good friend, Bobby Chandramani, who is a positioning expert. And positioning is such a key that I actually had to really bug him to come and be a guest on our show. So that way you guys can really benefit what he's going to be sharing today. So without further ado, let's welcome Mr. Bobby Chandramani. Hello, Bobby.
Good to be here, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to have you. As you remember, I had to nudge you over and over again to get you on the schedule because I knew you're super busy. So I appreciate you accepting the invitation and coming over. So Bobby, do introduce yourself quickly and then we'll go ahead and get started.
Yeah. So my name is Bobby Chandramani and I work with service-based professionals, helping them really reposition their services in the marketplace from a more desirable standpoint so they can actually convert more sales, attract more clients, and just be more effective at scaling their business.
Absolutely. That more desirable is the key word, right, Bobby?
Yeah. So important.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think it'd be really smart to really start with kind of identifying what is positioning, because I think there's a lot of experts in the space kind of talking about this this new idea of positioning. And to me, what positioning is it's really being intentional with how we shape how we're being perceived in the marketplace to our diamond clients, to our most desirable clients. How are they experiencing us? And then what part are we playing in shaping that experience? And that's what positioning is really about.
And why is it so important, Bobby?
Well, I mean, the great thing about positioning is when you are intentional with how your clients experience you, they really start to understand the value that you bring to the marketplace, why they need to pay attention to you, and why they need to really start to follow what you're sharing with them. You know, nowadays with so much noise in the marketplace, and in fact, Forbes magazine just released that your clients are already exposed to over 10,000 marketing messages a day. And those service-based entrepreneurs who are correctly positioned for profit is what I teach, are the ones that are going to win the business every single time. And if you don't take an intentional approach with how we're being perceived in the marketplace, you're just going to be part of that noise.
And people are just going to tune you out or never hear you. So if your messaging is not heard, people will never know about you.
So important, you know, and that's such a good point is that, you know, you could be the best kept secret in the industry. You could be better than the people that are winning the business at what you do. But if you don't know how to effectively position yourself, communicate your value and sell your services, which is what we teach in our higher level programs, then you're just going to be part of that noise. And you can, you know, the biggest mistake I see so many service-based professionals make is they have this weak position in the marketplace. They haven't learned how to more effectively communicate their value and they start running like paid ads or they start doing organic outreach and it doesn't seem to be working for them, right? Their ad costs are going through the roof. Their organic strategies aren't resulting in customers and clients. So what ends up happening is they start to reflect on their current position and they say, maybe I need another certification or maybe I need another PhD or maybe I need another, because we work with a lot of health professionals. We work with accountants, professional service-based business owners, and they think it's the degree or another certification or another initial that they need, another training that they need in order to attract more clients, where it's the complete opposite of that. You know, in so many cases, it's not the best one that wins the business, but if you're great at what you do and you're correctly positioned, you're going to have an incredible business.
Right. And also, you know, when you don't have really clear positioning, you may be getting the leads through paid ads, but you end up getting the wrong leads.
Yes, that is so important. And that's why it's so important to do the work around the positioning. And we have got this awesome masterclass live workshop coming. We're going to tell you all about it because you're Sarah's guest. You get to attend at no charge. This is actually a training that we've sold in the past for over $3,000 that we just want to invite you just for being part of Sarah's community. We love Sarah. She's great. And we're so excited about what she's doing in the marketplace as well. So we would love to make a difference for you as well. But when you are really intentional with how you want to shape your clients' perceptions, you really take ownership of how they get to see you in the marketplace, right? Mm-hmm. And because of there's so much noise in the marketplace, because there's so many other like coaches and expert space, like I believe that this is the most important time in the history of the planet to really share your gifts and make a bigger difference, because we've never had technology and resources, accessibility, and the ability to actually go out and make a difference at scale than this time in history. Like you look at a guy like, you know, Tony Robbins, who his biggest live training was like 18,000 people, which is super unheard of in live events. Like it's like a concert, it's like a rock concert. And his last live seminar, he had like over 983,000 people on his last live training. Like think about the difference and the impact you can make in such a short period of time that you never had access to in the past. You know, you think about like if Sarah wanted to teach you, she's phenomenal at systems and processes and scaling. And if she wanted to teach you that at a live training, you'd probably have to fly out to, you're in Texas, right, Sarah?
Yep, you'd fly
out to Dallas, Texas. You get a hotel room. And then in the middle of this, we've got this, no one wants to really travel with everything going on. They don't want to mask in the airplane and they can't breathe already as it is. And then if they've got kids, that's another thing. How are they going to, who's going to handle the kids? How are they going to go to the soccer practice? And it's like, there's so many logistical nightmares to get butts in the seats, but now we can turn on the camera, have access to literally the world, learn how to communicate our message in a really powerful way, know how to position ourselves in a really powerful way, and learn how to more effectively sell so we can make a bigger difference. We've never had this opportunity before. Like Zoom is bigger than the top 7 airlines combined. If you think about that, that's mind blowing. You know, these airlines, they own like physical airplanes, and Zoom's even bigger, a bigger company than them. You know?
Yeah. And the adaptability of Zoom and just being able to work on the digital space, you know, the pandemic had changed the landscape of the digital space, right?
Huge.
And I think that allowed even the little people like us to be able to host these giant workshops or, you know, masterclasses and be heard. But in order to get to that point, positioning is the key. So you attract those ideal clients, the right people, like you call them the diamond clients.
Yes.
Or, you know, either, you know, you get the right clients or you don't get anyone or you end up getting the wrong people. So,
yes.
And I've worked with Bobby and, you know, having your positioning really nailed down is super crucial for your business.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't matter if you're an online, you know, business or even offline. Right. Even the, you know, storefronts, yes, they get, you know, traffic, you know, the walk by traffic. But and then there are those of us that travel because their message resonated with us.
Yes. And it's so important is when you do, because of this amazing opportunity, the challenge with that is that literally everyone and their mom and their dad and their cousin is a coach now, right? Or a consultant or an expert, because if they're seeing, it's almost like a gold rush, right? And it makes it difficult without positioning to really stand out as the authority, even though you have a PhD or a master's or whatever it is that your expertise is around, you're being compared to people who don't even have the type of credibility that you have because you don't have the positioning dialed in. And what ends up happening is they end up settling for a subpar alternative because they happen to be better marketers, or maybe they, you know, they had a higher converting ad or whatever it is. And you end up losing the business to another service provider that may not be as good of a choice as
not qualified at all.
Not qualified at all. Yeah. And then what ends up happening, they end up hiring them and then they have a bad taste in their mouth. And then they're like, oh, this is what they do. That stuff doesn't work. And
it's not, doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. And so like, that's a really good point, Sarah, is like, those are some symptoms of it's time to reposition your services. Like when you're doing, let's say you're doing a launch, or let's say you're on a podcast, or let's say you're doing a presentation and you're getting a lot of people like high-fiving you or saying, hey, that was great, that I learned a lot, but no one's calling you, no one's, you know, converting into sales. That's an indication that you need some positioning, or that you run a launch and you get a lot of the wrong clients that you not necessarily you want to work with, right? Or they're asking you questions to solve solutions that you're really not an expert in.
Right.
And a lot of times, unfortunately, out of desperation, you end up taking that work, you end up doing subpar work, and then you end up ruining your reputation. So like,
that's what you do.
It reflects exactly. It's a reflection of what you like. Your work is a reflection of the quality of, you know, reputation that you have in the marketplace. And that's why it's so important and so critical to correctly position yourself in the marketplace so you can get better quality leads, so you can attract higher ticket, more committed clients, so you can charge a premium for your services.
Yeah. You know, some of the things I've noticed, Bobby, with, you know, positioning or, you know, marketing messaging, people would either stuff their messaging with these keyword jargons, or they would have this long message, you know, that you just tune them out halfway through. What are the tips that you want to share to people like that?
You know, the brain only pays attention to things that are hyper relevant. So really understanding like, who is it that you're serving and how can you make a huge difference for them? And really understanding like, what are the buying triggers? What are the things that get the clients to really stop and say, wow, what Bobby is saying is so true. It's like direct, it's upfront. I'm an anti-fluff guy. Like I'm very direct. I tell people what they need to hear, and I do it in such a succinct, clear, powerful way that it gets them results. A lot of people, they kind of talk around what they do in a roundabout way, and it's very confusing on how you can help me. If I don't know how you can help me in a very quick manner, like the attention span, because of all this noise, our attention span worse than squirrels, worse than goldfish. I mean, literally like we'll be doing something like this. And then we got ding, 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 ding. We got TikTok, Instagram. We got emails coming in. We got phone calls coming in. We got text messages coming in from all different directions. So if we are not hyper relevant in talking to the right people at the right time with the right message, we literally will lose the opportunity. And then stack that with this idea of these clients have to hear our message 16 to 36 times before they even consider us as a potential, opportunity to work with us. That like if you've got a diluted message, you're changing your message each time, you're saying the wrong message to the wrong audience, and then you're also inconsistent. Like it's a stack for disaster. So
the key is consistency and repetition. They have to hear it over and over and over again.
Consistency, repetition, but also the right message to the right audience, because absolutely, you could be consistent about the wrong message to the wrong audience, and you're consistently bad or irrelevant to the clients. And then they start ignoring you, which is even worse, because then it's very hard. Once they like start to dismiss you, it's very hard to recaptivate that attention again.
Right. So they should feel like you're actually directly talking to them.
Yes.
That's how your message needs to be clear.
Yes.
And directly to the point, to the solution, to, you know, who it's, you know, you're serving and what your solution is. So people, you know, would feel like, damn, sounds like she's talking to me or he's talking to me.
Exactly. You know, great, great copy. We've all heard this is about entering the conversation in the head, but like the best converting copy starts with really understanding like your unique position and your unique way of solving that problem. Right. Because even if you're speaking to the conversation in the head and you sound like everybody else, the first, like, for example, let's say I'm looking for a house and I go to a networking meeting and I've got four people approach me and say, hey, I'm a realtor. If you're ever looking for a house, and I'm already thinking, my Aunt Nancy is a realtor, I'm going to use her, right? And so I end up deleting, even though it's irrelevant at the right time, I end up deleting them, right? And so like, if we don't know how to really uniquely position ourselves in the marketplace from a differentiated, hyper-relevant, exciting way, we don't even get that opportunity to have a conversation with them in most cases. And that's why ad costs seem like they're going higher. My ad costs are actually going lower. I've got a great story about, you know, a Facebook ad specialist reached out to me one day and left me a voicemail on Messenger. And she's like, I don't know what you're doing, but I just wanted to say, like, you're doing an amazing job. For some weird reason, the clients that we share, their ad cost is half of everybody else. And I just was curious, like, how are you doing that? What are you doing that's different? And I said, why don't we get on a podcast and talk about it? And it's this whole idea of correctly positioning yourself in the marketplace. Because if we can get them right out of the gate to really captivate their attention and to say, wow, I really need to start paying attention to Bobby or to Sarah or to you as the expert, that initial experience is so important that we could literally start to shape their beliefs about what's possible for themselves. And that's the power of this. Like, it's super important to be hyper relevant, to be at the right place at the right time with the right message, with the right audience. But it's also, how are we inspiring through our positioning too, right? Like, I love watching very specific experts online, because their position is all about like the idea of new possibilities for me. And it really starts to become really addictive. That kind of content becomes really addictive because they've positioned themselves with new possibilities. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
And it's such a powerful thing. You know?
And going back to the ad example, basically what you're saying is those clients that have worked with you and have nailed down their positioning actually have lower ad costs because people get them the first time they see their ad.
Yes. And the other thing that's amazing about, like, when you're really studying like ROI on ads, it's measured by people coming in, but it's also measured by like the sales that you make. So like you can say like, this is the cost per sale, right? And you can actually get lower cost per sale if you get the right people in from the gate. And then you learn how to, the other parts that we teach in our higher level programs with our private clients is we teach you how to communicate your value in a way that is so powerful that it gets your clients to like literally pull out their credit card and say like, how do I pay you, right? And then we have this experience where the people who are really interested but they haven't created that experience, you get to close them on a call, but in a unique way, in a way that I call frictionless selling. It's like, how do you get your clients to decide for themselves that working with you is the next best step? Like, I've been responsible for over $50 million in sales. And what I realized through all those sales and enrollment conversations is that, like, what if we could get to a point where instead of trying to convince our clients on the calls that they need to work with us, that we do that from the minute that we start positioning ourselves in the marketplace. Do you think Apple ever tries to convince someone to buy an iPhone when they come into the store? And literally, like, I have an iPhone 12. I'm considering an iPhone 13. I just bought this damn thing for $1,600. They came out with an iPhone 13. There you go. They got Sarah too.
No, like, one convinced me.
Yeah, no one convinced you. Like, no one's trying to convince you. Like, we have a shortage of this. It's full price. We don't ever have it on sale. We have literally like 60 people camping outside our door because the iPhone 13 Plus is coming out. Like, it is insane, right? And people like Rolex, you know, they literally have a 2-year waiting list and the pre-owned market is selling for more than the list price. Why? They're not trying to convince you to buy it. You can go to any Rolex dealership in America and try to buy a Rolex and see what happens. We've got a waiting list. And to be on that one list, you have to have spent a few thousand. It's insane. Like,
wow. You have to pay to be on a waiting list?
No, you have. Well, they say they'll put you on the waiting list, but the people that really get priority on those waiting lists are the ones that have spent like 50 to 100 G's at least at a store. There's a shortage of it, right? They're never putting, and then companies like, you know, other brands like watch companies, they're like pushing, hey, we're having a sale, we're having a promotion, we have a new watch that can, they're like begging you to do business with them. So imagine if you're a service-based entrepreneur and you were able to flip that script where you literally had people because you've positioned yourself well, because you've got this thing called sales-based messaging, which is what we teach, and because you have this frictionless selling, you have this amazing opportunity where you can literally have an exchange where your clients learn about your services. It creates massive desire and demand through your messaging, right? You have this sales-based messaging, and then you get them on the call and they're like ready to buy. Like on our last launch, this was insane. Our last launch, when we have people apply to work with us because we want to make sure that we're bringing in the right people that we can really support and serve them. But literally when we tell people, okay, we're going to bring you in the program, we accept you as a client, like literally it sounds like they hit the lottery. I wish I could record this and share this with it's amazing.
You should record it next time.
I should record this next time. And I'll be like, hey, do you want your prospects to do this? And in 5 days before, they didn't even know who I existed, right? And that's how we're getting, like, for these live calls and then and these live presentations where we're making our offers, we're getting like 40 to 80% of people, cold audience, that are watching this experience and hearing this offer live, filling out an application to work with us in our high ticket programs. Like that
is incredible.
Yeah. And the industry average is like 2.5%. That's considered good. You know,
that is incredible. I'm excited you're making this workshop available to our people. So I'm definitely going to share the link with them right here in the comment as well as the caption. This is really exciting. And I've attended your workshop and I got so much value from it. I'll probably attend it again.
Absolutely. Always welcome.
Teaching a style. So it's amazing. Well, one quick question before we end this. What are the biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make when it comes to positioning?
Amazing question. Number one is they don't even take the opportunity to position themselves and they leave it to their clients to figure out who they are. But if you're confused about who you are in the marketplace and you're leaving it up to your clients will never be more clear about who you are in the marketplace than you are, right? So number one, the biggest mistake is they don't correctly position or they don't even do the positioning. They haven't positioned themselves in the marketplace in a category of one. And you're going to learn all this in the workshop, right? The second biggest mistake is they're basing their position based on their results. You are not your results. So like, let's say you did a live webinar and let's say you made an offer and you didn't have the position dialed in, you have your sales messaging dialed in and you really didn't know how to enroll. Now you're like, oh shoot, I must not be very good at what I do. So either A, I need to go tool up and get another certification, or two, B, I need to lower my prices, or C, I need to maybe offer something else. And in so many cases, that's never the situation. It's like that you haven't learned how to create and shape the perception of the market before they even learn about you. And when you do that, so the minute they hear about you, like they're already excited to learn more, your conversions start to go through the roof. So like number two is really like creating a position from a small place. And so they show up small in the marketplace. And if you're showing up, it's just like what we teach in high ticket sales, right? We have a program where we teach high ticket sales to service-based entrepreneurs. And look at the difference between this. Like, Sarah, I really think this would be a great opportunity if you did decide. I think you would probably get some benefit. You know, it'd probably be pretty good for you. I mean, if you really did consider it, it's like, what do you think of now?
That energy. Oh.
Now watch the difference between that and then me being like, Sarah, like based on this conversation we've had, like this is what you're experiencing. And based on all these other experiences, like this is what you could experience. And based on our conversation, I'm 100% confident we can transform your business. Like feel the difference in that, right? The energy
makes a huge difference.
The energy, the confidence, how we're showing up in our positioning, right? Yeah. So it's like, if you start to show up from a place of like weakness or smallness based on the results, and you are not your results, by the way.
Right.
You need to position yourself from a place of vision rather than a place of results if you want bigger results.
That's a great tip. That's a great tip, Bobby. And you know, if you don't show up as a confident, you know, coach or leader, why would other people trust you?
Yeah.
Right? Why would they help you? Yeah, it makes a huge difference. And the energy makes a huge difference too. Bobby, this was great. You know, where can people find you?
Yeah, so we have this amazing positioning workshop coming up. I want to invite you guys to join it. It is going to transform your world. Like this positioning workshop, we've taught this to over 5,000 service-based entrepreneurs. And the idea is to learn how to position yourself in a way that instantly attracts high ticket buyers to your services, professional services. So Sarah, I think you have the link. Do you want me to drop it?
Yeah, you can drop it in the comment if you can, but I have the link. I'm going to put it in the comment.
Oh, perfect.
Put it in the comment as well as in the caption, so they'll have access to it. And then, like, if they want to connect with you, Instagram, you know, Facebook, what is?
Yeah, we have a, you could connect to me on the business Facebook page, which I'll send you as well. But definitely attend this workshop. It's going to transform your business. If you apply it, show up live every day. And I mean, we've sold this program for $3,000 in the past. We actually had our last private client, Rochelle, she had her first $150,000 month. She paid $3,000 part of this training. And you just had $150,000 a month. So like, I'm offering it to you guys at no, as long as we have still have spots left. You know, if the link still works, you'll be able
that
to come
incredible.
In.
That is incredible.
Just let them know that Sarah sent you.
That's it. That's all you got to say. And I vouch for this, workshop because I've attended it. And it just the energy and the way Bobby teaches, you definitely want to attend it in person. You know, when you attend, you know, workshops live, it just makes a huge difference rather than trying to catch the replay. During the replay, there's a lot of distraction. Whereas when it is live, you're focused and you really feed off of the energy of everybody.
You do. You do. And participate and show up. Like the winners in this business aren't sideliners. They're the people that play the game and play all out. So do this workshop like you want to do your business and you're going to have phenomenal success in it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Bobby. Yeah. Just stand by and I'll chat with you in just a second. Well, everybody, I mean, now you see why I've been nudging Bobby to come and, you know, have this interview with me and share his expertise because he is incredible at what he's doing. And just looking at him, the confidence and the energy that he has, it just wants, you know, it makes you want to be like him, right? So I enjoy his teaching, definitely attend his workshop. And then put comment below if you guys have any questions regarding either the information that we have shared today or any other topics that you'd like for me to share, you know, every Monday when I invite guests, right? And also I'll have the link for Bobby's workshop in the comment as well as in the caption. So it's been great, you know, being here with Bobby once again, and we'll see you guys next Monday with another expert interview. Have an awesome week. Thank you so much for joining us today. Connect with us on Instagram or join our Facebook group. Links for our Instagram and Facebook group will be in the show notes. Join us for another episode next week. Until then, keep rocking your purpose.